Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, today is a presentation of Authority Fence. Authority Fence are good friends there. Keep your kids safe, your yard private, and your pets secure with Authority Fence. Over 60 years of combined experience, family-owned Authority Fence uses only premium-grade vinyl, chain-link, and aluminum maintenance-free fence products. Backed with a lifetime warranty, enjoy safety, security, and privacy with Authority Fence. Go to authorityfence.com. That's authorityfence.com. Click on their free fence estimator tab and get the ball rolling, or give the office a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist and a proud Minnesota licensed contractor since 1994. Neil, you standing by?
Right here, ready.
We have an almanac salute here today.
Count Floyd here. Saturday night, kids. Time for another monster chiller horror theater.
Joe Flaherty of SCTV. Remember him as Count Floyd.
For sure.
And he was on a lot of shows. He was in Happy Gilmore. And he was in the Freaks and Geeks show. He was 82. He passed away yesterday, or at least it was announced yesterday, by Joel Murray, who was a friend of his from Mad Men. He wrote, "We've lost another of his idols, Joe Flaherty, 1941 to 2024. Joe Flaherty. He was also on one of my favorite shows, King of Queens.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the fathers. There was Father Bishop, and there was the other one, as far as father from the Catholic Church.
Sure.
And he played one of those and was very good at it as well. But Joe Flaherty, SCTV star, dead at 82. We'll always remember Count Floyd from SCTV. Now gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten. Tuesday, April 2nd, 93rd day of the year, 1513. Spanish what?
That's back a ways.
That is going back a ways.
Right.
Well, when you talk about Spanish explorers, you got to go back that far. You're talking about Spanish explorers. Don't forget about the Spanish Armada.
Or Inquisition.
That was 1588, or Inquisitions, or Robespierre, any of that stuff.
Right.
Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon sighted Florida.
Nice.
He realized he actually wanted it and stayed.
Yeah.
He would go ashore the next day, claimed Florida for Spain,
mm-hmm.
the first known European to reach Florida, 1513. Was he a nicer guy than Columbus, Ponce de Leon? I'd have to look that up a little bit. Was he a little
friendlier? He didn't get the bad rap, maybe, that Columbus did.
1877, first human cannonball act performed. I mean, that's real men of genius, real men of bravery.
Yeah.
And actually, it was 14-year-old Rosa Matilda Richter. I think it was a girl, known as Zazel, at the Royal Aquarium in London. It was the first ever human cannonball. So basically, they tricked this kid into getting into a cannon.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Right, exactly. She survived.
Put some gunpowder and light it and see what happens.
1877, the human cannonball. Is that still allowed today?
I would imagine
they probably, if they do, it's more of a slingshot.
Right.
More propelled with, let's say, some other kind of propellant and not gunpowder.
I would prefer that,
yeah. But anyway, so that was this date. 1877, our patent of the day, 1889, Charles Hall patents aluminum on this date. What a versatile metal that aluminum is.
It sure is.
Easily bendable and formed. It's lightweight, conducts electricity. We wouldn't have Alumacraft boats without aluminum. How about those aluminum bats?
Wouldn't have them.
You could hit the ball a lot farther with aluminum than with wood.
For sure.
It allowed many more of the weekend warrior church softball players to jack home runs and hit bombas and dongs, as they called them, 1889. 1932 in the news on this day.
That he received a note at a florist shop under a table. This note told him to bring $50,000 in 5s, 10s, and 20s to St. Thomas Cemetery at Whitmore and Tremont Avenue. He was to take the money, supplied by Lindbergh, to a hedge and hand it over. That's what he did. $50,000. And to this day, the baby is still missing, and Lindy's out his $50,000.
That's the first ever hedge fund. Bump, bump. He left it in the hedge. $50,000 ransom paid for the infant son of Charles and Anna Lindbergh on this date, but the kidnapper did not agree or didn't bring the baby. Didn't fulfill his end of the deal.
No.
And eventually, of course, was found dead the next month. But it was that money that led them to Bruno Hauptmann.
Yeah, they found the money.
Because he asked for what, 5s, 10s, and 20s?
Right.
But it didn't sound like he asked for them to be non-marked. So they marked him somehow, some way. Because they found that money, like in his garage.
Right.
And what they also found the wood, very similar from his garage or barn, that was used to make the ladder that was used for him to climb the Lindbergh house up to the second story, climb into the window, and then take the baby.
There was enough evidence there to send him to old Uncle Sparky.
Yeah, old Sparky. He got a charge out of the situation, let's just say that. But this was the date that the ransom was paid, 1932. How about, let's go to 64.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
One of the Beach Boys' best, not just best songs, but probably their best known. It's a great up-tempo song.
Oh, it's awesome.
Let's get to this part. Here's the best part. Mike Love, take it.
I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip.
So the Beach Boys recorded this song on this date, I Get Around.
That was a monster for them.
1964.
Radio friendly, we call that.
Well, it was, yes. People loved it. They were cranking it. They were driving around in their Woodies. Right. They had their Woodies.
Mm-hmm.
1968.
Sunshine, tonight.
Aunt B singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is from?
I don't.
Looks like I'm going to be eating a lot of southern fried chicken a la bolognese.
It looks like.
The last episode of the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Ken Berry and Andy Griffith talking.
Before I recognize Ken Berry,
Before they transition into Mayberry RFD. Which
didn't
you
like
didn't,
it
you
as
didn't
much.
Like it.
No, I didn't really care for it that much.
So this is my question, because I didn't watch Mayberry RFD either. I mean, basically, when Andy Griffith ended after 8 seasons, that's it for me as well. What was Ken Berry? Was he the new sheriff? Was Andy still the sheriff, but just wasn't on the show at Mayberry? What was the deal there?
Yeah, he wasn't even the sheriff. He was...
Constable?
He
was demoted to dog catcher?
He
was dog catcher.
I don't think he was the mayor. I don't know. I can't remember what he was.
No, that's a forgettable show.
Yeah, it is.
They should have just ended it right there.
Right.
Poor Ken Berry. Who's a great actor.
Fine actor.
I love him and all the things.
Yeah, nothing against Ken Berry.
It's great in Mama's Family, I'll tell you.
You know, you got Emmett, you got Howard Sprague, and you got some other clowns.
They
just didn't work for me.
No, they couldn't carry it.
No.
The only thing that could have saved him was Don Knotts.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then make it about Don Knotts.
Yeah.
But so the series finale of the Andy Griffith Show this day, 1968. And I tell you what, there never was a note that was invented that Aunt B wouldn't miss or wasn't afraid of missing.
Right.
As she was canterwauling there. I bet you she thought she was a great singer.
She did.
Yeah. Right. But could she still catch frogs? Or not catch frogs? Did she ever catch any frogs?
Yeah.
To Opie's dismay.
Gigging frogs or something. Yeah, I don't know what she did.
1972.
Let's talk Cosmo.
No, let's not. I regret doing it. I wished I hadn't. And, it was a long time ago. I was very young and very stupid.
Burt Reynolds saying he wish he hadn't been in Cosmopolitan, that little spread in the middle on the bearskin rug. He was nude, Neil, with a strategically placed arm. His arm was strategically placed. But despite the fact that Burt Reynolds regrets doing it, it kind of did propel his career.
It didn't hurt him.
He became a huge, even a larger star.
Right.
After that. Is huger a word? I was about to say huger, but I don't know.
I don't think it is,
but a lot of people use it anyway.
Yeah.
Originally, that was supposed to be Paul Newman. Cosmopolitan originally approached Paul Newman. Whether he would have been on a bearskin rug or not, who knows?
Right.
But Paul Newman turned it down, and then Burt Reynolds was filling in for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, and they had the Cosmopolitan, I don't know, editor or somebody on there, and the deal was struck right there.
How
about
crazy.
That? 1972. I think we've all seen the photo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll bet they paid him a pretty tidy sum for that, though.
Those of us of our age probably have. 1977.
This is baseball, Major League Baseball. And this is Mel Allen saying, get set for baseball personalities.
First episode of This Week in Baseball, 1977. This date.
Twib notes.
Twib notes, first week, and boy, Mel Allen was good. How about that?
I loved him.
You know, that was in the day as a baseball fan. You basically had Baseball Digest, and you had This Week in Baseball.
Yeah.
There's just no internet, none of the stuff that now baseball fans just flooded with information.
We got a lot in the sporting news, too.
Sporting news is very good, yes. Yeah. I got that as well. So that was in 77, 92.
The jailhouse gates rumble down as a prison van carries John Gotti to a future behind bars. Prosecutors say, "Don voyage." Goodbye to John Gotti, who's headed now for the prison yard.
The Teflon is gone, the Don is covered with Velcro, and every charge in the indictment stuck.
Growing up Gotti, John Gotti, the mafia boss, found guilty of 5 murders, plus conspiracy to murder, loan sharking, illegal gambling, obstruction of justice, bribery, tax evasion. He removed tags from mattresses. He did all of that.
Racketeering.
Yeah. He jaywalked. He stopped in a roundabout. But that was 1992. Mafia boss John Gotti. And then
that's where he would end his career.
Exactly.
In jail.
One more here, 2019.
I'm most looking forward to paving the way for the future. Back to the moon, onto Mars. The fact that we get to contribute to that, absolutely an honor. The honor of my life.
We are proud to be a part of the Artemis generation. We are the Artemis generation, and we are going back to the moon.
Later, NASA announced its Artemis mission, Artemis program, sending an astronaut, more than just one, sending astronauts to the moon again. They announced in 2019 they wanted to do it by 2024. Guess what, Neil? They've had to delay it. Now it looks more like 2026, and we'll have somebody walking on the moon again.
I wonder if they'll run into Alice.
Well,
she was going to the moon several times.
She was going, but did she ever go?
There. Okay.
She was going, but she never went. 2019. We have birthdays now.
Oh, every week I bring you 2 hours of mad music and crazy comedy from out of the archives and off the wall. This week we feature Alan Sherman, sure. Bill Cosby with his new album, Howie Mandel with a bit of his, along with Frank Zappa, Eddie Murphy, and some special treasures from the archives.
Dr. Demento. Happy birthday today, 83. Without him, we probably wouldn't have had Weird Al.
Right. He was the guy. He was the pioneer of that
Dr. Demento
genre.
Dr. Demento show and parodies and novelty songs brought him to the forefront of the mainstream, 83 today.
One of these days it will soon be all over.
Transcending genres. That's what Emmylou Harris did. There are so many artists in various genres that list her as an influence, Neil.
Sure.
One of these days.
And did she not get Ricky Skaggs going in his career?
I believe she did.
So Emmylou Harris, 77 today. It's a Kindergarten Cop double play.
I checked you out. There is no record of you ever having taught at any public school in California or anywhere else. Mr. Kimball, you have no teaching experience whatsoever, do you?
Someone finally noticed.
She was the principal there at the school with Richard Kimball. No, John Kimball.
Right.
Richard Kimball was the fugitive. Mr. Kimball. So Linda Hunt is 79 today.
She also was excellent in Silverado.
Well, that and Hetty. You know, kind of the testy older lady there on NCIS.
Hetty?
That's her. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hetty.
Not Headley.
Not Headley. Linda Hunt, 79. And then Pamela Reed.
How'd it go?
Go away.
You're a
not that well, huh?
You take over tomorrow.
Blow our cover. Can't do it.
They're horrible.
Tell me about it.
Kindergarten eats and chews up a lot of people.
It does.
It does.
That's a really good movie.
So that's Pamela Reed. I can't remember what her name was, but she was the other cop that was undercover with Kimball. And she was born 49 today, so that makes her 75.
Wow.
Happy birthday to her. Let's head on over to Law & Order Special. Well, it's SVU. We like to use the nickname there.
Right.
I'm tough guy. Stand up.
Sit down. Stand up. Stand up. Sit down. Sit down. Now, who controls who?
That's Elliot Stabler.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the male pattern baldness. He's tough. He's a tough guy. Christopher Maloney plays that role, and he is 63 today. Beach Boys and Bananarama on the same almanac. Are you kidding me?
It's a banner day.
Karen Woodward from Bananarama, one third of Bananarama. Sing along to a deal. Can't.
I've heard this, but I don't
know
it.
She's 63 here today.
Okay.
I'm not a reporter. I'm Agent Phil Coulson with the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
That's quite a mouthful.
I know. We're working on it.
You know, we've been approached already by the DOD, the FBI, the CIA.
We're a separate division with a more specific focus. We need to debrief Mr. Stark about the circumstances of his escape.
He is S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Phil Coulson in the Marvel Universe, and he died.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what to make of him the first time we met him. But then, as you know, we went through his character. He was great.
Yeah.
When he died.
The New Adventures of Old Christine. He was on that, too, and pretty good. Oh, Clark Gregg, 62.
It's like driving hot fire in the dark.
Nice.
Billy Dean.
Being around is torching my heart. I cannot conceal it. Cannot put it out.
He's 62.
He's trying to hide a fire in the dark?
He is. Mm-hmm. He is. It's and that's
difficult.
Not easy.
No, it's difficult.
That is not easy. The Mandalorian is having a birthday today.
It will do well. Reserve some for the foundlings.
As it should always be. The foundlings are the future. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Neil, this is the way.
Evidently.
It is. He's the Mandalorian. They got a movie coming out for it. Love that show. And that's Pedro Pascal. He's in a lot of other things, too. He's 49. And our rapper of the day today, Roscoe Dash. Any relation to Mrs. Dash?
Roscoe? When did we have a rapper named Roscoe?
Did Mrs. Dash have a son that's turned into a rapper? And Roscoe Dash is 34 today.
Okay. All right, gone, but not forgot. We have a big list today. Some just names, quite a bit of audio, but we're going to start with Hans Christian Andersen. What was your favorite? Is it The Little Mermaid? Is it, what were some of the other ones?
I think the
Thumbelina.
My favorite is
The Ugly Duckling.
There once was a man from Nantucket. I'm pretty sure is probably my favorite.
He had a hand in that, I would like
to think. Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale.
Yeah, Hans Christian Andersen. He had a lot of fairy tales. Did a nice job. Born on this day in 1805, Walter Chrysler. One of the men who built America. Automobile manufacturer, Walter Chrysler, born on this day. 1875. I'll let you figure out what type of vehicles he was famous for. Old Aches and Pains. Baseball Hall of Famer Luke Appling. It's nice he played his whole... This is in the era when you played your career with the same team all 20 years. I think he had a couple of years off for World War II, so maybe not 20, but won the American League batting title. Fine shortstop with the White Sox. Buddy Ebsen. By the way, that was 1907. A year later, the great Buddy Ebsen. Oh, it's TV theme time. I love this one. Would have been too easy to use the Beverly Hillbillies.
Hey.
We know that one. A Quinn Martin production.
Are there any others?
No. Not at this era.
Barnaby Jones, starring Buddy Ebsen.
guest stars? And Barnaby Jones. Well, there are guest stars. Oh, yeah. Do we have time?
Also starring Lee Meriwether. With guest stars, Janice Rule.
Who?
Darlene Carr.
Who? It's not a big name.
Victoria Shaw.
Who?
Special guest star, William Shatner.
Oh, well.
Tonight's episode, To Catch a Dead Man.
Now, those are the ones Buddy can run down.
Right. Actually. Yeah. Yeah, he's tackling those women.
He's finally got somebody dead. He can outrun them. Otherwise, it was fun to watch him run down perpetrators. Buddy Ebsen, he was Jed Clampett, and some, and of course, he was supposed to be the Tin Man in the original Wizard of Oz, but was so allergic to the paint and whatnot, almost died. Buddy Ebsen, and could dance, too. I mean, this guy was multi-talented. 1908. One of the Mills brothers, Herbert Mills, of the Mills brothers, born on this day, 1912. You know very well Sir Alec Guinness. He was Obi-Wan.
Mos Eisley's spaceport. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Isn't that what they called your hometown? A wretched hive of scum and villainy? Is that where you grew
up?
Yeah,
yeah. You know, the neighborhood took a few hits. Sir Alec Guinness, Academy Award-winning actor there. Bridge Over the River Kwai was also one of his fine movies. 1914 for Alec Guinness. Dabs Greer, he was on my favorite show and your favorite show, Gunsmoke and Little House on the Prairie.
A man came to me the other day. His wife had requested that he see me. Now, he told me that he drank for medicinal reasons. Now, I have never heard of the good Dr. Baker prescribing a quart of medicine a day.
He was the head of the Temperance League.
Well, evidently.
As the pastor.
Yeah. A quart a day is somewhat excessive.
Although they served wine for communion, I'm pretty sure.
Well, there you go. He was the storekeeper, you know, Mr. Jonas. And early on, before he was Mr. Jonas, he played some other characters, but long time as Mr. Jonas in Gunsmoke. The guy's name was Dabs Greer, 1917. We need say nothing more than Sergeant Joe Friday.
You got nice eyes for a cop.
And I'll bet your mother had a loud bark.
He knew how to shut people up.
Yeah, that was a right cross right there from Joe Friday to that hard-boiled chick, whoever she was. The great Jack Webb played on Dragnet and was just awesome. 1920. How about awesome? How about Marvin Gaye?
So he was killed one day before his birthday.
By his father, sadly. Very skilled, however. The great Marvin Gaye, Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer, 1939. He was Horseshack on Welcome Back, Kotta.
What was that name again?
Horseshack, Arnold Horseshack.
One of the Sweat Hogs.
Maybe a lot of people's favorite. Ron Palillo played that character, Arnold Horseshack, on Welcome Back, Kotter, born on this day, 1949. One of the great guitar players for Lynyrd Skynyrd was Leon Wilkerson. We lost him not that long ago, I believe, 1952. And you remember Rodney King from the L.A. Problems.
You know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Yeah, kind of sad there. He had suffered brain damage from the attack. But one good thing came out of that. We wouldn't have had the Hank Jr. song.
Right.
Can't we all get along, neck? Now they're all gone.
1965, by the way. Gone, but not forgotten.
Omissions.
The bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side.
Your staff forgot Warner Mack, country superstar, and then...
His opponent from Los Angeles, California, weighing 251, Hard-Boiled Haggerty.
Oh, another Hard-Boiled
Haggerty, born this date in 25, Warner Mack, 35, Hard-Boiled Haggerty, great wrestler.
Yes.
He was a worker, but he was, in some places, was a star and a headliner. Worked in the AWA. Just about every territory.
Right.
Hard-boiled Haggerty.
What year was he?
Now they're all 1925.
All gone, but not forgotten.
All right. Let's get into today's Bob, what we call it, a Bob-a-thon. Uh-huh. Nothing I can do about it now. Willie Nelson. Uh-huh. You can't run from love. Uh-huh. And that's Eddie Rabbit, and that one's too slow, that one's too slow.
I already
and
know.
The domino theory, Steve Warner.
I'm going to use Eddie Rabbit. Okay. I love it.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis.